Yo, what's up, world? How y'all doing? Big Alt, Triple X. I hope y'all can hear the music in the background pretty good. I just want to drop in today and tell you how much God loves you. How much you're missing out on love if you're not loving yourself. Not nobody but yourself. You know, you want to thank God and praise God for every moment of your life, because it can be worse. So, Heavenly Father, right now, I thank you, Father God, for today. I thank you, Father God, for your love. I thank you, Father God, for your support. I thank you, Father God, for this day to be your resurrection. And I'd like to say that I love you, God, for you giving me, God, the strength and the endurance and the stamina throughout this day, before this day over with, to give you thanksgiving, to say thank you for your son that died on the cross for us and shed the blood of many that's living today. I want to say thank you, Father God. I want to say thank you, Father God, to the listeners of this word and the hearers and doers. And I'd like to thank you, Father God, for giving me the strength to deliver your messages. On this day, Father God, I give thanks to you for what you have allowed me to do. In Jesus' name, your Son, the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Dakota family, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, you know, just getting right to it today, man, just letting y'all know about deep-rooted curses. You know, we have so many generational curses where it seems as though that we can't get out of what we're going through. It's like a repeated cycle. But I'm here to tell you today that there is hope, and that there is a way to get out of everything that you're doing. And that is to pray to the Almighty God, the Almighty Father, the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, that created this earth and rested on the Sabbath. You know, when you're reading in the book of Job 5 and 15 through 16, it tells you that he saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. God saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. He also saves them from the clutches of the powerful. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. So, like I said earlier, you still have hope. Job 5 and 15 through 16 tells us that God saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. He also saves the needies from the clutches of the powerful, and the poor have hope, and injustice shuts his mouth. Because those same people that's there, that's not there before, they probably have done the same thing you did, but they done it a different way. They started in the same place that you started from. They just got ahead in a different way. You don't know if those people done sold a soul. You don't know what those people have done to get where they're at, but they have done something. So I just want to drop in today to tell you, man, that you have hope. You know, deep-rooted curses is on all of us. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 6 through 9 says, "The Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. Then when we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with great signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey." See, we all know what that means when a land flowing with milk and honey. It doesn't necessarily mean the milk and the honey. It means that it has everything there that you need. So even when the slaves got mistreated and they passed those deep-rooted curses on from the slaves to now, God still brought us in the land and brought us in the land that flowing with milk and honey. So we have hope. And that hope is for us to know that there's hope. Because when you know that you have hope, and you know that God has blessed you to have hope, then nothing can go wrong. And that's what you have to understand. That's what you have to get yourself to, and to know that God is God. I'm going to read Job 34, 17 through 19. And it says that he who hates justice govern, will you condemn the just and mighty one? Is he not the one who says to kings, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked? Who shows no partiality to princes and does not favor the rich over the poor? For they are all the work of his hands. So that's letting you know that even the rich people don't have no leeway, because they are all children of God. So you can get rid of and get through those deep-rooted curses. You have to believe in God, and you have to stand on God's word, and you have to pray and know that those people started from the same place you started. You just don't know how they got there. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word right now. Thank you for this awesome message. Thank you, Father God, for being in my life, being in my wife's life, our kids and grandkids. But Father God, most importantly, we want to say we love you on this Easter day. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for giving lives for so many lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Father God, thank you for me being your messenger. In your mighty name, your Son's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, man, this Big Unk, I just want to drop in and tell you that God loves you, and I love you, and God is love. Blessings. Peace.